Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney and welcome to episode 6 of the ABCs of Now. If you've already been tuned in, you've already listened to the first 5 episodes where we are literally going through the alphabet from the end back to the beginning. Each episode, a new letter starting with Z and finalizing with the letter A. And for each letter, I've assigned a specific word so that you can give some thought to the concepts, the feelings, the inspiration, and the new ideas, and literally the newness of what you can expect on the other side of the seismic changes that are taking place right here, right now, not only where I live here in the United States, but planet-wide on every single level. This is a very important series. It's an exciting series. And when viewed through the right set of eyes, I would think you'd be very happy to know that you're able to listen to this series even as you're going through these seismic shifts and changes in our world. If you haven't done so already, I urge you to find my podcast, Living Happy Inside Out with Maura Sweeney. Subscribe to it, download it, save these episodes because you'll want to listen again and again, and share them with friends who will be saying to you, I have no idea of what's going on in this world, but I feel so lopsided. This series will help you and anyone else who's listening to it gain your equilibrium, your internal sense of peace in the midst of change, and help prepare you not only to go through these changes, but also to emerge from them as a stronger, brighter, healthier, happier, more authentic you. So are you ready for episode 6? Episode 6 is the letter, hold on, the letter U. U. And U today is going to stand for the word uncover. Uncover. Now I want you to think about this. Until we uncover some things that have been hidden from view, we may not know where we've gone awry and where we need to go back to in order to head in the right direction. So this word is very critical and key for right now. Let's go to the dictionary meaning for, first of all, the word cover. Cover. Out of the American Heritage Dictionary, here are some of the meanings. To cover is to place something on, over, or in front of, so as to protect, shut in, or conceal. To cover is to overlay or to spread with something. To cover is to put a covering on. How about this one? To clothe. It's also to hide or screen from view or knowledge. To conceal as a fact or even a crime. And you might want to think of the old expression, cover up. It was a big cover up. Usually people engage in cover-ups when they've done something they didn't want. Some additional meanings include for the word cover include something that screens, conceals, or disguises, which I thought was really fascinating, disguises as a pretext. Another one is an envelope or a mailer or a wrapper, let's say, for mail. Let's say even if you have a book, there's a wrapper around a book, a cover around a book. And oftentimes it will cover over or conceal or protect the main title of the book. And this one I really enjoyed because it's a real curious definition for the word cover. It's operating secretly or under a guise, covert. When I think about guise, I think about costumes. A guise is usually a make-believe pretense of something other than what's really there. If someone wants to protect their true identity, they will put on a guise, something false, let's say a false front. Now, going back to Old French and Latin to find out the root of the word cover, it actually just means that to cover something completely. Now, think about this. completely. The idea of covering over something completely means you really can't see what's there. It's totally hidden or obscured from your view. And maybe you could say at this level, obscured from your senses. When I want to think about the word cover, a couple of things come to mind. Can you remember the original story about Adam and Eve having been in this beautiful Garden of Eden and they're naked and unashamed? But when they engage in the only practice they're told not to engage in, and they know they did something that they shouldn't have done, did you know the first thing they did? They covered themselves with leaves so as to conceal what they felt was their shame of having done something wrong where maybe they should have known better. So I thought that was a real interesting way of looking at the root idea of what a cover is, or let's say better, why we have covers. And then there's something else that came to mind. Do you ever remember the expression under the table? Well, I always think about it in terms of being under the table that has a cloth on top. Again, an additional concealment. The whole idea is that of exchanging ill-gotten monies. Think about that. That's why it's done under the table. But when I think about the table always has a table cloth to cover it. And there was one other thought that came to mind with this idea of covering, and it's magicians. Magicians, when they do several of their acts, do it behind the curtain. People in the audience, people watching, will look only at the curtain, and they have no idea of what is going on behind the curtain, when most of the time it could be the very things that are tricking you and making you believe something other than what your eyes have seen in front of that curtain. So all of these are thoughts I want you to consider when you think of the word cover. But because we're working on the letter U, and the word is uncover, I want you to be thinking about the cover that has been over the world. It's been over society. And are you ready for this? It's been over institutions and individuals, many of which and many of whom we have over the course of time, custom, practice, closed our own eyes to and learned to trust because we didn't see or couldn't see what was going on behind the curtain. Now, I want to bring you back just a second here because there are some additional finer meanings to the word cover, and in which case we'll be talking about removing the cover. One of those is the word veneer. I love this. A veneer, and I want their great word pictures. Here's the definition of veneer as a meaning for cover. It's known as a layer of wood of superior value or excellent grain. Think about wood grain, right? And this veneer is to be glued to an inferior piece of wood. So think about this. You could be looking at a piece of furniture and you think it's quite fine. Very, very expensive wood. And what you don't realize is that maybe what's beneath the veneer, the well-viewed look of the wood, is something much more inferior. So that's an idea. But here's another one that I kind of liked. A veneer is also a plastic or porcelain coating that's bonded to the surface of a cosmetically imperfect tooth. Now, many of you who have veneers would know you put them on because it gives you a much better look. It's prettier, it's brighter, it's whiter, they're even, they're straight. But they're used to cover over something that maybe is less than perfect. And from that point of view, I want you to think about the idea of uncovering, where things where we were only looking at the cover, now the covers are becoming unglued, the covers are separating, the covers are being lifted The covers are dropping. In many and several ways, the whole concept of covers are coming off. Now, I want you to think about something. Some of you may be listening and thinking, whoa, Maura, I don't know if I like this. Those of you who enjoy mysteries may be thinking, hey, I'm right with you. And others may be listening to me and thinking, Maura, I don't even know if I want to know what's behind these sheets. I don't want to know what's behind the covers. This episode, Uncovering, is here for a good purpose. It's here to let you know something's going to happen before it does, so that rather than being really surprised and really brought off course, you can instead say, wow, isn't this amazing? I was told about this before it happened. So keep that in mind. Now let's again talk about this idea of uncovering. I want you to know if much of the world has been covered over time, over seasons, over cultures, over ideas, over concepts, over institutions, nations, and learning. I mean, you could think about covers on everything. I want you to realize that uncovering is going to be a process. It's the process of unmasking, a stripping away of the veneers. Here's another word for you, a stripping away or a removal of facades. And I want to give you another idea too. Have you ever been to a masquerade party and everybody comes to the party and they're wearing a mask? Well, I want you to think about the removal of masks. When, let's say, you only knew people at a party or at an event through the masks that they were wearing. Maybe it was a title, maybe it was a position they held, maybe it was someone in the news, maybe it was someone from history. But suddenly the masks are going to fall and we will find what's been behind the masks. So I want you to think about a masquerade party. And since this is the month of October and you want to think about Halloween, I want you to think about the idea of going to a store when you were a child maybe, and convincing your mother to buy you one of those boxes that contained something you could wear in the way of a costume on Halloween. And oftentimes the masks were really cheap and they had, if you looked from behind, you could see them. Well, I want you to think in this season of Halloween, we're going to find the opposite happening. Rather than people putting on their masks, we're going to see an unmasking, an unveiling, an uncovering. Okay. And I want you to think about this. Whatever had been concealed will soon be revealed. Whatever you didn't know about because it was behind the curtain, behind the cover, but in really, like, let's say, resting in darkness or being done under cover of darkness. Think about the example of doing business under the table, right? Suddenly, when you find out that the tablecloth is removed and it's light of day, 12 o'clock, all of a sudden, all of those things done in secret are no longer in secret because light has entered in to a place that previously was covered and hidden. You know, there are two old scriptures that come to mind. The first is this. It came from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. And for some reason, this just really stuck out and struck me for this particular episode. It says, and we know that we are of God. We are of God, all of us, as source, as life source, have come from the source of God. But it says, and the world we've been living in, the cosmos that's been in front of us, but is going through these shifts and this time of uncovering, the whole world lieth in darkness. Another expression being used in the old scripture is that the whole world lieth in wickedness. And if you want to think about the meaning of the word wickedness, it really means a twistedness. Things have been going on undercover and they were twisted. And these things need to be uncovered in order for us to straighten things out so that the twistedness, the wickedness, the things that were harmful, the things that were being propagated by inferior institutions. Individuals are no longer able to continue in that process. So that was one scripture. And then there was another one, and this one is profound, and I hope you hear it as it's intended. It comes from Luke chapter 8, verse 17. And this verse, I must say, is exactly where we all are in the world, regardless of an upbringing in terms of religions. But this is what it says. There is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed. And the idea of disclosed is opened to the light. And there is nothing concealed, or in this case, covered, that will not be known or brought out into the open. Wow. That's a bombshell of a word for this world that started out in light and brightness, where no one, including Adam and Eve, whether you believe in them as actual physical people or if that was some sort of an allegory, where nothing needed to be covered or concealed. Everything will be out in the open. Now, I want you to think about a few more things before we go. When this happens, the idea of uncovering, there's a few pictures I want you to consider, because you're going to say, oh, that's right, Maura told me about these. Have you ever been to a movie, let's say a matinee, and it's the middle of summer, or it could be just the middle of a really bright day, but for maybe 2 hours, you've been lulled into a restful place in a very dark theater. You're literally at rest, and you're watching something play out before you, and you're in almost another zone, but your body, your eyes, your senses have become accustomed to the movie house, and the dimness and the darkness of the movie theater. But suddenly the movie's over and it's time for you to leave the movie house. You step outside and it's 2 p.m. and suddenly your eyes and your senses are literally accosted by the bright sun. I want you to think about that. And you're actually angry. You think, what happened to the peace I had? I was in another place. What is this brightness? I can't take it. And you have all kinds of emotional reactions to it because you were in a dark place. I want you to know, as the uncoverings come, you're going to feel that sensation. And there's a second one. It doesn't sound like it's so good, but you'll also realize it's necessary. I want you to think of something like a Band-Aid. And the Band-Aid was put on top of a wound, but unfortunately, that wound was never cleared out and cleaned out and properly cared for with maybe an antiseptic or something that would remove what was harmful from the body. But instead, a Band-Aid was put on, and that Band-Aid was allowed to stay. And it was a very damp and dark and just a dank place. And what happened is that the original wound got so much worse. But for whatever reason, that Band-Aid was on so strongly. And you know that unless you remove the Band-Aid, that wound is going to hurt you. As let's say the person that skinned your knee or did something or got glass cut it and whatever. And someone is going to be ripping that Band-Aid off so fast. And you'll be like, it's not going to feel good, but once it's removed, it has an opportunity to be exposed to the light, and it has opportunity to be cleaned out. That is a picture of our cosmos, of our world, of our society, and I have to say, our collective. We have allowed so much to go on under cover of darkness. And unless it is uncovered, unless that wound that was hiding comes to the light and gets treated and gets dealt with, unless the inferior is dealt with and no longer covered, we will all be harmed collectively by it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, first of all, there's going to come a day you're going to think, oh my gosh, the letter U, uncover, it's happening, it's happening. I want you to feel inspired. That's the word. Do you know a lot of times people, they get very nervous and they start to hyperventilate? Well, you think about breathing, 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 and you're looking for something outside of yourself to feel comforted by. I want you to instead close your eyes, quiet yourself, and I want you to breathe and breathe from within. Breathe from a quiet place. And from that place, I want you to find and muster up and utter words of gratitude. Thank you. This needed to be done. Thank you. This was long overdue. Thank you. The things that we didn't see, that I didn't see, that were hidden under covers, needed to be brought to the light. I may not feel comfortable right now, but I'm so grateful because I know that bringing these things to light will ultimately bring safety, peace, resolution, replacements, health, harmony, and life. We will all get back from Z to A to our original place. And sometimes we may want to take shortcuts and avoid some of those things that are uncomfortable. But if we really want to get back to that place of new beginnings, of fresh beginnings, we need to take the journey. And if I could give you one last way of seeing this, if you've either been a mother who's gone through labor, or if you are the partner who's been watching this, you'll know that a lot of women will learn how to breathe their way through the labor. You may feel at times like you're going through a labor of a different sort. Remind yourself you're going to breathe, but you're going to breathe from within. You're going to actually inspire and respirate from within. And as you do, you will be breathing through the process, but you will be inspiring yourself, reminding yourself that when the process of this labor is over, there's going to be a beautiful, joyous, new life ahead, and you will forget the discomfort that you went through. So until the next time, I want you to save this episode. I want you to share it with your friends. I want you to be prepared to listen to it again and again, because each and every time you hear it, it's going to have an additional meaning. It'll be deeper, it'll be richer, it'll be more real to you, even in those moments when you need it. And remember, I'll be with you again in the next episode of the ABCs of Now. Until next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.